Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Naso, is the longest Parsha in the Torah. And one of the lengthier discussions that take place in this week's Parsha is that of the Sota, a woman who is suspected of adultery under very specific circumstances, the basic criteria being that she was warned by her husband not to seclude herself with a particular man. She went ahead and secluded herself with this man, and with the proper testimony of witnesses on the various aspects of the entire sordid scenario, she is brought to the temple, or to the Beis HaMikdash, or to the Mishkan, the tabernacle. She is brought before the Kohen, and she is given a choice. She is told that if she has indeed sinned with this man, then she ought to confess, and she is not punished or penalized, although she does become forbidden to her husband. But if she insists that she is innocent, then she is given what is known as the bitter waters to drink. The parsha of the sota, the section of the sota, is written on parchment and then scraped off. The ink is scraped off into water, mixed with dirt from underneath the floor, the paving stones, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and she is given to drink. If she is innocent, nothing happens to her, and in fact, she is blessed, the Talmud says, based on the verses in the Torah, that she is blessed to have good, wonderful children and to have easy childbirth. But if she is indeed guilty, then her stomach blows up and she dies for her crimes. The very next section after the discussion of Sota is that of the Nazir, one who vows to abstain from, among other things, from drinking wine. And Rashi, based on our sage's comments, points out that the reason why the section of the Nazir is placed immediately after the section of the Sota is to teach us that one who witnesses the degradation and the tragedy and the punishment of a Sota will realize what kind of problems alcohol can cause a person to engage in, because alcohol is often the culprit in the creation or in the culmination of improper and inappropriate relationships. And one who sees the entire process of the Sota will vow not to drink wine, as he is fearful of committing sins due to the influence of wine, of alcohol. And the commentators raise a very basic question. They say that if the Torah is giving us good advice, really it's the one who has not witnessed the Sota situation is the one who ought to swear off wine. Because one who has seen what alcohol can lead to, it will be somewhat affected, perhaps even somewhat traumatized, and will certainly realize that he needs to be extremely careful when imbibing in alcohol, that he not lose his wits, and that he not lose his self-control, because this is the tragedy that it can lead to. It is the person who has not witnessed the outcome of abusing alcohol, of improper usage of wine, where one loses one's self-control, the one who has not witnessed what that leads to, has not witnessed the entire Sota debacle, that individual is one who ought to be swearing off wine. There are a number of approaches to this question. I'd like to share with you one approach that is very relevant to us, and that is that when one sees something, when one sees something improper, inappropriate, repulsive, one may be terribly repulsed by it. One may be very disgusted by it, but at the same time, one becomes desensitized from that very situation by having viewed it. And the more one views it, the more one sees it, the more one gets used to it, the less sensitive, the less bothersome it becomes. And so when a person sees the entire process of the Sota and sees what drinking wine leads to, while on the one hand it will affect the person greatly, at the same time it is very possible that the person will become desensitized to these kinds of things by having witnessed it. The story is told that one of the great Torah authorities of the America of the first half of the 20th century, who was born in Europe and immigrated to America and became one of the leading Torah authorities here, lived in a small village in Europe where there really wasn't very much going on outside of a small Jewish outside of the Jewish community. Some peasants who lived there somewhere in Eastern Europe, and on Shabbos the town was basically dead because there were many Jews, a majority of Jews there, and there really wasn't very much going on. And when he came to America and he moved into the big city, probably in Manhattan, the Lower East Side or some other similar area, the very first time he walked outside on Shabbos and he saw a car, he was extremely affected, terribly affected by it. It bothered him very much. Now, it wasn't necessarily a Jewish person driving the car, but just the fact that he saw labor, forbidden labor on Shabbos taking place was a shock. And he reacted very, very strongly to it. The next week, he again jumped when he saw cars driving around, but not nearly as high. Didn't affect him as much. And within several months, he was completely used to it. Didn't bother him anymore. And he made the observation that the more we observe something, the more we see it, the more we get used to it. And as repulsive and disgusting and shocking as it may be, the more we see it, the more we get used to it, and the more we need to create safeguards for us not to lose as much as possible, almost impossible not to lose our sensitivity at all, but to do what we can to maintain a sensitivity to what is truly improper and what we know is improper, that we not become used to it. What can we say about the world we live in today? Where all sorts of improper things and deviant behavior and lifestyles and all sorts of terrible things have become accepted, the norm. And years ago, when these things first started, people were horrified. People thought it was the most terrible thing. People were disgusted. They were repulsed. But as time goes on, we get used to it. It doesn't bother us. It bothers us less and less. And then until the next horrifying thing comes along, and then that becomes normalcy. And as time goes on, human behavior continues to deteriorate, we become more and more used to it, and inevitably it affects us as well. And unfortunately, we are not as sensitive to these things as we were in the past. And it's very worthwhile for us to try to figure out a way, through Torah study, through the study of Musar, works of ethical, moral improvement, and through thinking about these things, and through focusing on the fact that these things are indeed inappropriate, and they are in fact not the right way to live one's life, and to try to maintain some degree of sanctity and some degree of sensitivity in our personal lives. Doesn't mean we have to necessarily go protesting or making a big deal about it publicly, but in our personal lives to do what we can to maintain a degree and a modicum of sensitivity and of purity and of sanctity in our lives, despite the deterioration of the world around us. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.